Well, good morning. Welcome for the online listeners this morning and what we call the youth message, but it's not only for youth, it's for all of us, no matter what age. It's a joy to be able to bring these messages to you, very similar to the message that we're going to talk about in the 11 o'clock hour, but just a little different. Yesterday, being Wednesday, I'm recording this on Thursday, Judy is feeling a lot better, so she'd been wanting to take Lexi to see a movie called Spirit, and of course I went with them, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful animated movie with a lot of encouragement, and I don't know, just something that I just want to throw out to you. If you ever get a chance to see the movie Spirit, I think you would all be blessed. But you ever hear the term, don't sweat the small stuff? And they got a little thing down there at Disney World called, it's a small, small world. Well, this morning I want to talk to you about the organic gospel. Now, what do I mean by the organic gospel? Well, in Mark's gospel, chapter 4, verses 26 through 34. New Living Translation says this. Now, this is a parable. Jesus taught a lot in parables, and a parable is an earthly message with a heavenly meaning. So here's the parable Jesus taught about the illustration of growing seed, and then also the mustard seed that we've heard a lot about. Jesus said, here is another illustration of what the kingdom of God is like. A farmer planted seeds in the field, and then he went on with other activities. And as the days went by, the seed sprouted and grew without the farmer's help, because the earth produces crops on its own. First, a leaf blade pushes through, then the head of the wheat are formed, and finally the grain ripens. As soon as the grain is ready, the farmer comes and harvests it with a sickle. Now, he went on to say, how can I describe the kingdom of God? What story should I use to illustrate it? Well, it's like a tiny mustard seed. Though this one of the smallest seeds, it grows to become one of the largest plants with long branches where birds can come and find shelter. He used many such stories and illustrations to teach people as much as they were able to understand. In fact, his public teaching, he taught only with parables, but afterwards he was alone with the disciple. He explained it to them. May God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word. I have a friend evangelist named John Riley. We've never had him at our church, but maybe someday we can have John here. He is a down-to-earth Bible teacher, and he is just a wonderful man. But he carries in his pocket an acorn. You know, the little small acorn that you can just walk around and find anywhere here in North Florida. And why does he carry that acorn in his pocket? And he'll get it out and he'll show it. He said, here is the biggest, one of the biggest trees in the country. And you know, wait a minute, John, you crazy? That's just an itty-bitty little acorn. How can that be a big tree? Well, there he goes on to say, there's 1,000 big trees in this acorns. Because it's wonderful to be able to know about gardening and how to do things, working with your hands, working with the soil. Now, I am not a very good gardener. In fact, Judy and I, when we first got married, we planted a garden when we were serving in Wasissa. And it's a lot of work. I mean, you got to go out there every day, maybe two or three times a day. You got to water it. You got to pull the weeds, and you got to do all that. Now, we managed to get a lot of fruit, but not a lot. You know, not that you can have a lot that you can take it to the market. We only did it for enough for our own eating. But you had to keep the ground ready, and you had to always water it and keep the weeds from growing. That's the most important thing. But it's always worth it when the plants come up. And if you look at all these little seeds, you can go to the store and you can buy packages of seeds. And you know, you can open them up and look at them. And unless they label them on the package and you look at them, you know, oh, I don't know what that is. Well, if it's labeled on the package, you'll know. But the good thing about a seed, if it's planted and then it's watered, it'll grow. How do you think that seed knows how to grow? And as I say, what kind of plant is that that's growing up there out of that seed? Well, somebody needs to say, well, I don't know for sure. I know it is a tomato seed. Now, I said all that to say this. This year, Charles, our grandson's living in our property in his little mobile home, and he decided to plant some fruit and vegetables and that kind of stuff. But what he did is he has it above the ground. It's in pots. And I thought, ah, that's pretty cool. Well, he planted all of them, tomatoes, except for three. And I said, why aren't you planting those three? Well, it takes a lot of time to keep. I said, don't throw them plants away. I'm going to try it. So I put some dirt and so forth in the little buckets, and I put them out here behind my office and to see what would happen. Wow, lo and behold, little by little by little, now them tomato plants as tall as me. Now, I'm not very tall. I'm 5'6½", but the tomato plants now is as tall as me. It is so fascinating to watch them grow. And lo and behold, a little yellow flower comes out. And next thing I know, by coming every day and watering it and looking at it, I didn't have to pull no weeds because there wasn't no weeds growing in that dirt that I put in there. And but I watched those little flowers, and all of a sudden the little flowers dropped off, and you can see an itty bitty tomato. Well, lo and behold, now there's some time that's passed, I got tomatoes. They're not ready yet, they're not ripe, but I got tomatoes. It's just fascinating as you look around and see the wonderful things in this world. You know, the big thing is now is organic farming, that is not with fertilizer and that kind of stuff. And that's why I titled my message Organic Gospel, because of the way Jesus taught about things in this world and how they grow without the devil messing with it. That's what we need to do. Keep on keeping on and telling God's love in a loving way. So I said all that to say this. Living in God's family is like that too. God puts love in our hearts, don't he? We love God because in our hearts he begins to grow, and pretty soon he gets bigger and bigger and spreads to someone else. That's what we call sharing the gospel. That's what we call organic gospel. We don't always know how it'll happen, but this is what we do know. Being organic, God will take care of it. Just like the seed in the ground, our job is to just let God's love grow and grow and grow. Watching the forest grow is something, as I talked about with the little acorns. Watching the forest kind of grow and come together, it's just fascinating. I don't know. I'm just going on and on and on. But one thing I wanted to tell you about Jesus and his story about seeds, which is in our scripture lesson today that I read. There's two stories about seeds, and both of them tell us that seeds are very, very tiny. But they grow, and they grow, and they grow, and they become very large, like my tomato plants are now, and they make food for us. Can you imagine that? When that tomato turned red, I know it's time for it to eat. Not only does it make food, but it provides oxygen. Homes for animals. Not so much in my little tomato plants, but out in the forest. The forests are for animals. It's their house. One of the nicest things about being a mom or dad or a grandpappy and a grandmama is watching all of your children, grandchildren grow from itty-bitty tiny seeds to great big grown-ups. Just like trees, they start small, and this seedling will grow if we let it grow. You know, trees give us many things that are good. And you know what? Children grow parents, and they can watch them turn into strong young men and women and to learn to do good things for others just like trees do. Isn't that a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to know that all of us came into this world as a tiny seed? We call it conception, the birth part of the seed is, God created us to be able to procreate. What's that mean? Well, it means that we can have children and grandchildren and let them grow. Well, I'm rambling today, but I just wanted to encourage you to look around and enjoy the surroundings that God's given to you. Well, we thank you for this time together, and we're trying to stay together with the youth group. My understanding this Sunday afternoon, they're taking the youth group bowling. I think that's a pretty cool thing. So get in touch with Tina or Travis or Tina 2 or Carol Morgan and stay connected. It's a wonderful thing to be able to have you connected with us on the online service, but more importantly, looking forward for you to be back in church anytime soon. We thank you for that, and may God continue to bless you and all you do, and thank you for letting me ramble today.